This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Daylight saving time ends this coming Sunday. It ended early for some people. Last weekend, some computers and clocks around the country fell back an hour. Among the confused was NPR's own Frank Langford.
A couple of years back, my wife Julie bought a smart clock. It's great. If the electricity goes out, it resets the time on its own. It even sets the correct time for daylight saving. Until last Sunday. When we woke up, it said 7 o'clock. But when we finally made it downstairs, our old dumb clocks told us the real time, an hour later. No homemade pancakes for the kids. We rushed to get them dressed and make church. To figure out what happened, I called Tom O'Brien. He works for the National Institute of Standards and Technology, one of the country's main timekeepers. I asked why my smart clock wasn't smarter.
What these are clocks that basically have a battery in them. They are preset at the factory for the correct time. Now, built into these clocks are the rules for daylight saving time. If you bought your clock a couple of years ago, you've got the old rules in the clock.
Ah, yes, the old rules, the ones that said daylight saving ends the last Sunday in October. In 2005, Congress changed that. To save energy, it decided to end daylight saving a week later this fall. I admit, I don't pay close attention to these things, and either, apparently, will my clock. All it knows is the old rules.
Unfortunately, that's hardwired into the clock itself, and there's really nothing that a consumer can easily do about that.
Many devices weren't affected last weekend. Some people fixed the time on their computers by downloading software patches. Many BlackBerries updated on their own. That was not the case at the Parking Authority in Baltimore. Machines on the street issued parking slips that were stamped an hour behind the real time. So cops ticketed a couple of cars at $23 apiece. Peter Collier is the authority's director of operations. He says no one had to pay, but a few people tried to take advantage of the confusion.
People started calling in saying that they think that the technology is completely faulty, so they didn't want to pay any of their tickets.
One caller had parking tickets stretching back 4 years.
And they now owe $5,300.
Hard to blame that on a one-time glitch. And speaking of glitches, if you have one of those smart clocks, just give it a few more days. When daylight saving ends Sunday morning, it'll finally have the correct time. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.